Welcome to Second Chance Romance, where we go looking for love in absolutely the wrong place. Our show. Holly, mm-hmm. Who do we have?
This morning we are joined by Dustin.
Hi, Dustin.
Hey, what's up?
What's up with you? How are you doing?
Yeah, my sister said this is the place for a second date. I hope she's right.
That's right. That's what we do.
You may be estranged from your sister by the time you're done with this. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, do you have a good relationship with your sister, Dustin?
How stable is that relationship, Dustin?
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, you're right, my friend. Dustin, go ahead and tell us about your date with Amber.
Yeah, my date. So we met on Tinder, and she's super hot. She's flirty, and I don't know. She's not looking for anything serious, which is refreshing because I've been running into a lot of women who are just like looking for a dad. I mean, not for them, but you know, they've got kids and obligations and baggage. And if I'm being honest, that's just not me and what I'm looking for. So.
Yeah. So they're looking for somebody to be a father figure, but like not a daddy.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Just clarify.
Yeah.
Yeah. For their kids.
Yeah.
So what'd you do on your date?
Well, we met for drinks. It was chill. It was at Halftime Rec. And I wanted to keep it casual, no pressure. So we had a few drinks, just get to know each other, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, we do ask Dustin to look inside yourself to maybe look back on the date. So look back on the date. You guys had some drinks. Now, was there anything weird that happened on the date? Is there anything that you're like, oh, okay, maybe I messed this up. I spilled a drink. I said something weird or awkward. Anything like that happen?
No, I don't think so. I thought we had some, like, you know, good conversation, a little fiery debate about just a few topics. But, I mean, not really.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
But no, did you feel at any point like, you... Go ahead.
We didn't get political or anything serious. I'm just not looking for that.
Okay, so it was just like, it was good banter is kind of what I'm hearing. It wasn't, you know, that you feel like you said something that would have offended her.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you guys were looking to hook up. Did you hook up at all, or...
Sadly, I thought we were going back to my place, but that didn't happen. Maybe I was getting a little too hopeful, but I thought from all of our flirting and basically her all telling me that she was ready to go and get together before the date even started, it was all but a sure thing, but I mean, I'd still like for it to happen.
Okay.
I mean, hey.
So you definitely didn't feel the friend zoning. You didn't feel that.
No, not at all.
Okay. Dustin, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold. You're going to hear what's happened. You can hear what's going to happen next. Amber's on hold. She hasn't heard anything. We have hold music with her. So she thinks that she is just taking part in a dating segment that she was nominated by a friend or family person. She doesn't know what's about her or you. So... stand by. We're going to do the best we can, okay?
Very cool.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Can you put... Holly, could you put hold music with him real quick, too? For just a second?
He's on hold, yeah.
Okay.
How are you feeling?
Oh. How am I feeling? You know when you eat bad pork?
Oh, that's the worst.
That's how I'm feeling.
Your stomach's all messed up.
Oh, guys, maybe she just had diarrhea or something.
You're gonna barf.
Yeah. You know, sometimes that happens, or maybe like, you know, I'm just saying, scheduling dates and things aren't, you know, proper for a hook. Oh, I don't know, just maybe something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead.
I'm scared.
I'm very, very scared.
Okay.
Let's put him on regular hold now. Okay. And then let's go to Amber. Amber?
Hey.
Don't know why I'm yelling. Amber, I have a microphone. I don't know why. Amber, I apologize. I don't know why I felt the need to scream your name. I have a microphone in front of me. Amber, how you doing?
I'm excited to be here. Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, thank you. Well, we never hear that. This is, sorry, we have low self-esteem. So we, we're just excited when anyone likes us. Amber, we do a dating segment called Second Chance Romance. And thank you for being a part of it. You were nominated by a friend, I believe. So you're live right now. I just want to remind you. So whatever you say, this is actually a radio show. It shocks us. This is about reuniting people that have gone on dates before. And this is where we kind of fibbed, or we didn't give you all the information. You were nominated. Uh-huh. You were actually nominated because someone went out on a date with you specifically and wanted to reunite. Are you scared at this moment?
I mean, I'm wondering who it might be.
Dustin.
Oh, hell. Okay.
Okay. It's our Amber, it's our understanding that nothing much happened after the first date. Can I get in your business a little bit and ask you why? Was there a reason?
Sure. I mean, dude just does not know when to back off or like when to mind his own business, and I don't like that.
What do you mean?
All up in your grill?
not exactly that, but like, so yeah, I meet Dustin for a few beers. We like, I don't know, looks like it would be fun. And we kind of are looking for the same thing, which is just casual, you know? And it was like, it started out looking just like that. But then he just got stuck on a theme and would not let it drop. Like he just was determined to find out my body count. You know what that is?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's not really anyone's business, and I just met this guy, so I wasn't really that into that.
Mm. Ew, so he just kept asking you?
Yeah, like he wouldn't stop. Like I would change the subject and he would circle back and be like, so like what is it? What's the number? I don't know. That just doesn't seem cool. And like, what he did know is that I'm divorced. That's like on my profile. And, you know, I married my high school sweetheart, so I didn't have a lot of experience. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And now I'm divorced and I'm kind of making up for lost time or something. So I thought that was enough.
So you're just living your life.
You're living. Amber, I don't want to prolong this because you seem very nice and you're just very honest right there. You were really honest. Dustin is the one who nominated you. I'm sure you have figured that out. Dustin is actually on the other line because he did want to reunite with you. But now it's going to turn into Dustin has some Lucy explaining to do. So let's go ahead and put Dustin up. Hey, Dustin, you just heard that. What do you want to say? Well, first, say hi to Amber, and then what do you want to say?
Hi.
Okay, this is gross. So, like, you weren't clear that I just don't want anything to do with you?
Wait, come on. I was just joking with you.
Just joking. So you pounded me until I finally gave you a number, and then you were, like, in shock, and like wouldn't give me yours.
I mean it wasn't like that. I mean it is a lot, which I guess is fine.
Do you even know how stupid you sound? So you want to get with me but you can't handle me?
Who's gonna ask?
I'll do it today.
Thank you.
Jace, do you want to?
you know.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead.
I'll do it.
Yes, hey, you go ahead.
Amber, I can kind of predict this, yeah. But we're just gonna offer. If we throw you a gift card from one of our sponsors, we'll pay for the date. If you want to do a second one, I think if I have your paperwork in front of me, I'm going to mark you down as a no. Am I right on that?
I mean, I wish I could take the gift card and not have to do the rest. So, yeah, no, okay. Absolutely not. And just like FYI, everybody out there, do not hook up with a Dustin. I mean, I'm sorry to all the other Dustins in the world, but this guy just ruined it for you.
Rude. I guess you can't take the truth.
Amber, thank you for your...
You can't take the truth. Oh, jeez.
Amber, okay. Thank you. Again, looking at your paper, your file, we're going to mark you down as a no. So thank you very much, Amber.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time of your day.
Hail to the
Released.
Good luck, Dustin.
Good luck.
Ugh.
Okay. Well, that happened.
Mm-hmm. I guess sorry to all the other Dustins out there.
I've said it before, especially what's funny is we talked about our relationships earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I'm not single. Oh, even when I do want to put just a little bit of poison in Colin's cereal that he doesn't eat. I'm so grateful for him.
Yes.
Yeah. Because it's either deal with Dustin or get yourself a Dune 2 popcorn bucket. Which is probably the better option at this point.
Yeah, it is. Oh. Second Chance Romance, Tuesdays and Thursdays, unfortunately. the top of our third hour. The full size. Oh, God. That was just.
Dune popcorn bucket. We'll, need different sizes.
Yeah. No, one size fits all. We'll be back after this. Yeah, yeah.